can't talk and sitting around, but I imagine I'll get back in the harness pretty well by the 1st of December, and by that time we'll at least make the best guess. The defense is pure guess. Nobody can tell how they shoot down 8 planes or 1, and every time you shoot one, it'll be 40 million one day, and then maybe nothing the next day. But from what Westmoreland told me when he's out there, what these other folks are going to do, and if we can give them a good mauling now, I would think that McNamara's deliveries, he's been here twice since I've been home the last 6 days, and I would guess that, well, if my daughter's life depended on it, I'd say $10 billion. That'd be my guess right now. And that would make our budget, with the 4.5 that's cut out on account of sales, and then the 3 that I'm cutting out on Congress, that would make us spend 117.5, 10 to be $127 billion budget this year. That's what we'll spend. And the next one looks like 140. And I don't know where the hell we're going to cut it. We've got 40 new programs to fund in education and health. And I tried last year to bring them in while I was putting new money in elementary and secondary school to temper it on impacts and things of that kind. While I was using school lunch, tried to temper that, but they won't let you do it. And giving a good deal of thought, I don't know whether I'll go to or not. Around our country, this poverty thing doesn't look as good as some think, but I've been giving a good deal of thought to putting it in the old line agencies and cut it out of an independent outfit, and I don't think it'll be so much hell raising. I get pretty good compliments from the manpower retraining and vocational education that Wirtz is doing with his program. I get a lot of hell on poverty. But it's going to be hard to hold them. I held them last year. Just what I recommended to Congress back me up. They had up to $8 billion reported there one time. And in the final days, because we all raised so much hell and started talking about cutting and everything, Congress acted very responsibly last week. And I think it's largely because of the campaign we put on just talking about how much they were going over. Don't you? I took the bills yesterday. Give me that list of principal bills the last 2 Congresses came in on, Ticker. I took the list of the 2 bills yesterday, and looked at it. We don't have any substantial authorizations. We got 63 and 64 and 65 and 66. Got practically everything I needed. But Appalachia, I got 25 Republican votes, 11 Republican in the Senate. Water pollution, I got 135 Republican votes and 18 in the Senate. Medicare, got 65 Republican votes and 13 in the Senate. Department of Housing and Urban Development, I got 9 Republican votes. That won't, of course, be it. Elementary education, I got 35 in the House and 18 in the Senate. Omnibus housing, I got 26 Republican votes, 7 in the Senate. Higher education, I got 13 Republican votes. And in the Senate, 113 in the House. Civil rights, I got 111 Republican votes in the House and 30 in the Senate. War on Poverty, I got 24 votes in the House, and 20 and 9 in the Senate. Regional Development, I got 31 Republican votes. Manpower, I got 129 Republican votes. Highway Beautification, got 26. Department of Transportation, got 101. Truth and Packaging, 103. Demonstration City, 16. Rent supplements, 45. Water pollution, 81. Minimum wage, 89. Urban transit, 36. Auto safety, 121. Health professions training, 120. Education funds, 47. Those are the 25, 30 that we consider the most dangerous, like. But the appropriations we had last year with the tight money situation, what it is, and our inability to check off this 4 or 5 billion sales, with the Vietnam up what it is this year and what it'd be next year, and with just a minimum modicum of funding, you run the damn thing out of sight. They're gonna do something about it, but I've got to put it in there first. And here's a memo I got from Budget on the 7th. Authorization bills contain very large sums, but appropriation budget requests look small by comparison. Yet the states and cities plan on the basis of what the authorization contains. Commerce, HUB, and HEW last January's budget carried appropriations $2.5 billion below the authorization levels. This year's new legislation compounds that problem much further. HEW, for example, is administering 40 new health and education programs. As we add to these, we have to hold down financing of last year's new programs to finance this year. If this goes on long enough and we do not make good, then the administration loses. We risk losing the support of large groups we invite defection by members of Congress. Notwithstanding this problem, we are now in the process of developing a wide range of proposals. My immediate concern is that introducing a number of new programs will only increase the distance between legislative achievement and funding. This sets us up for real punishment. Adequate funding of already authorized programs will be a very tough problem, even if there are no new programs whatever. The programs passed to date have been directed real programs. They're good programs. New proposals now being developed are aimed at important problems. But in the present budget, I see very little hope of any significant expenditure buildup on existing programs. We can build them up modestly, but nothing like what is required to match the demand. The situation will get worse instead of better unless you decide to digest what we already have on our plate before reaching for more. Therefore, we must be extremely selective in adopting any new recommendation. Here are a few examples of the existing gap between expectations and delivery. Last June the 30th, our requests were $1.7 billion of HUD's grant funds for water and sewer program. We only had funds of $100 million. This is a spread of 17 to 1. Water pollution. This program was escalated by Congress from an authorization that you asked for of $175 million to $600 million annually, far beyond what the budget can handle next year. While Congress did the escalating, you'll get blamed if funding is far below the expectation raised by their $600 million program. Urban renewal applications on hand on June 30th were $1.4 billion, while the entire 1967 program level before anti-inflation cutback is only $834, less than half. Economic Development Administration, as of October, applications on hand were $1.2 billion, while the EDA has $300 million, an apparent gap of 4 to 1. Open space, land, and urban applications on June 30th were $130 million against your program of only $68 million. Community Action Poverty against 173 available. The refunding demand merely to continue program begun last year already comes to $315 million. In addition to that, they have 120 new program applications. We can't expect pressure from each congressman for special regional programs for their area. One example is the Ozark proposal, 505 congressmen for $681 million to be made part of the administration's legislative priorities coming year.
No, wait a minute. Let me interrupt you on that. That's in my state here, but I told everybody we can't start that until we get through with this war. They recognize it.
Highway beauty. Preliminary cost estimates for the state's call for $1 billion for billboard and junkyard removal, plus $2 billion for landscaping scenic enhancement. 1967 appropriated funds, total $50 million. We'll be a bit hard in the next couple of years to come up with any bigger appropriation. Elementary and secondary education, this is a major administration initiative. It generated large expectations. However, funds budgeted appropriate are way under your authorization. If the schools spend at least at last year's rate, we may be out of money when the time comes to support a summer program. These examples could be multiplied. Rationing is not a new problem, but I would hope that until you catch up with the gaps we've already made, that we could concentrate our scarce funds, digest what we have, and be extremely selective in asking for any new program. It does not help the situation to shoehorn a lot of new programs into a small first-year price tag. Second-year costs balloon up and compound the problem because we still cannot catch up on finding the programs enacted, funding the programs enacted a couple of years ago. Pretty good memo, isn't it?
It is a good one.
And I think I got two pretty good men, Charlie Hughes and Gardner Ackland.
Certainly have.
And I just want to share them with you, and you can be mulling over them and while you're sitting around up there whittling.
Membership his party had 53 of the Senate.
Woodrow Wilson in 1719, he started off 67% of the House, 46% of the Senate. He got down to 44% of the House and 49% of the Senate. Harding had 69% of the House, 61% of the Senate. Coolidge had 52% of the House, 53% of the Senate. Hoover had 61% of the House, 58% of the Senate. But in 29, but 31, he had 49% of the House when Garner took over Speaker, and 50% of the Senate. Franklin Roosevelt had 73% of the House, 72% of the Senate. And he dropped down 43 to 50% of the House, 50.1, and 60% of the Senate. Truman got 40 down to 43% of the House and 47% of the Senate. That was 80th Congress.